on. So next in studio, I'm delighted to welcome Sally O'Reilly. And Sally, psychotherapist, psychologist, local to the area. And Sally always lends her expertise on different topics of interest. And today we decided, at least Sally suggested, to speak about Blue Monday and what she thinks of it. So, Sally. Over to you.
So I thought I'd look. I know that Blue Monday has passed, as in Monday of 2 days ago is known as Blue Monday of late.
Why?
Right. So, you know, we were just chatting there during the song, and Linda was also mentioning that she'd heard of Blue Monday mostly through social media. I think, to be fair, that's where most people. Well, that's where you hear pretty much everything now, isn't it? Anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Blue Monday is allegedly the most depressing day of the year. So it's the third Monday of every January. And when people hear it, they go, yeah, that kind of makes sense because, you know, Christmas is over. It's still dark. There isn't necessarily anything soon to look forward to. You've less money than you had a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
You've, you know, probably a bigger belly than you had a month ago, feeling a bit less fit, feeling a little less motivated, feeling a bit kind of rubbish. So it's people kind of buy into this idea of Blue Monday very easily, and I get that. But what a lot of people might not know is that Blue Monday was actually made up by a PR company in 2005.
Why?
And it was made up to help a holiday company sell holidays.
Mm.
So it's not; it has nothing at all to do with mental health. You know, on Monday I saw a headline in one of the national newspapers about how there were several companies named and how they're all, you know, taking special measures on Blue Monday to look after the mental health of their staff. And I think that's nice. And everything. I think they should do that every day, not just on Blue Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
But it struck me. I just think it's amazing that this Blue Monday myth has survived 15 years now. This is our 15th year of Blue Monday. And the reason it was noticed by this holiday company that they were losing money, you know, in December and January, because people were spending money on Christmas,
I guess.
So what they did was they hired a PR company to come up with a way to get people to buy holidays. And this was, I thought it was a genius thing, actually, that this is Blue Monday. It's the most depressing day of the year. So can we get people to do something that'll cheer them up, mm-hmm. i.e. buy a holiday? So it was devised by a PR company. It has nothing to do. It's not real. There's no evidence that this is the most depressing day of the year.
But still, they're tapping into a popular feeling, aren't they? As we were discussing there, most of us are just depressed because we're waiting on payday or, you know, you're broke after Christmas. And as you said, you know, it's dark and it can be dreary. Although, thankfully, the weather today has been good and part of the week has been good. You know, blue skies and sunshine, which really cheers us up. So is there, I mean, they did tap into something that does exist.
They tapped into something that can exist. I guess what, you know, we do kind of like to move towards the darkness. You know, we do like our drama and we like to be able to say, oh, this is terrible and this is the worst day of the year. But prior to that, this was not the most depressing day of the year.
Mm.
Prior to that, and still, you'll find some people love January because it's signalling the end of winter. Christmas is finally over. A lot of people hate Christmas, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is another bit of a pup we're being sold, I think, you know, with regards to joy. And the days, literally, you can feel them getting longer. So there are a lot of things to really like about January. So you're right. They tapped into something that's real. But the problem with repeated exposure of ideas and sentences, just like names, for some reason, I'm thinking of election posters now, but the problem with repeated exposure is that you start believing it.
Mm.
So if we keep saying, oh, this is the most depressing time, day of the year, then you're going to feel it.
Mm.
And that's just human nature.
You know,
and we're all vulnerable to that. So it was a genius campaign, but it was just a campaign. And one of the many myths that are still out there that we all buy into and believe.
Okay. So. But for those people who may be feeling blue, for instance, and they do exist, what's the best way to offset it, if you, especially if you don't have money? I mean, most people wouldn't have money around this time of year now because they're waiting on payday or, you know, as we said, the excesses of Christmas and perhaps even the January sales for anybody who went out and splurged their last few quid and a few buys here and there. Mm-hmm. There's plenty one can do without money, isn't there, to cheer oneself
up? Well, there is. Now, that's an interesting question and one I wasn't prepared for.
Sorry.
No, not at all, because the best thing, according to research, that we can do to cheer ourselves up is to practice gratitude.
Mm.
And that would be thinking of a couple of things that you're grateful for. It could be anything. It could be, I'm grateful that I'm able to walk. I'm grateful that my eyes work. I'm grateful that it's a beautiful day today.
And you can appreciate it.
Yeah, because we, again, going back to our attraction to the dark side, we tend to pay a lot of attention to what's missing and what feels difficult and what's stressful. And in doing so, and not to dismiss those things at all, don't get me wrong, but in doing so, we forget to acknowledge what's good and what's working. We might think of all the things that went wrong on the way to work today, but we don't think of all the things that went right, like we got there.
Mm.
We didn't have a crash. You know, we just don't notice things going well. But if we catch things going well and practice gratitude for that, there's a feel-good attached to that. So that's one thing. Another thing that research shows consistently to cheer us is to do something for someone of a charitable nature. So that could be literally just bringing clothes down to a charity shop or calling in to see if a neighbour is okay or calling a friend that you know is going through a rough patch. Just doing little things for other people does boost all sorts of nice chemicals that we want boosting, like oxytocin and serotonin and dopamine. And these are the hormones we're after and these are the things that work.
Okay, and obviously if I always think the best things in life are free anyway, even though, you know, it's hard to think about that if you're broke, but it's like the walk or spending time with friends or having that cup of tea with friends or making that phone call or, you know,
doing
more
exercise.
Yeah, you
just mentioned the third thing there. Yeah, and that would be to physically do something, to move, because moving has metaphorical value as well, if you like, literally putting one foot in front of the other, moving forward, the symbolism of moving, if we're feeling bad, can be very beneficial. Mm. And also then there's the idea that you're doing something nurturing for your body. You're literally getting your heart rate up, your respiration, you're oxygenating your brain. It's just helpful.
Yes.
So if you can find ways to move, to feel gratitude and to do something charitable, then you're well on the way to doing something free, to giving yourself free therapy to help yourself to feel better.
Mm. Excellent. Yeah, I've started doing a lot more exercise now since January. That was my New Year's resolution. I'm sticking to it.
Well done.
And I actually feel a hell of a lot better for it, you know.
Okay. Now so you're already ahead of 20%, I think, of population. What are we, 3 weeks in? Yep.
Well done. Yeah. If anything, now I'm increasing it because it's that feel-good factor that... that leaves a lasting effect. Although it is difficult, I have to say now, it is difficult to put on those runners. You know, it's just that initial step of putting them on and getting out the door.
But you have run marathons, literally, haven't you?
Oh, but a long time ago, Sal. I was backwards. I've gone. I have to start catching up to where I was. But it's really good mentally. I think it's great. You know, clears the cobwebs.
I mean, I find if I don't get at least one walk in a day, and you know I'm addicted to the beach.
Yes.
So if I don't get to the beach one day, I actually feel, I think I described this to you before, as an ex-smoker, people who are out there listening who smoke might understand the feeling of itchy blood if you don't have a cigarette
fix.
And you're really craving.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that feeling now if I don't get a walk by the beach.
Is there something about positive ions, about being next to the sea? Sure, positive and negative ions. I'm not really sure what that theory or philosophy is, but do you
there
know anything about it?
I know some about it, and that is the positive ion bit apparently is a real phenomenon as well that does engender feelings of well-being. This I'm I'm not I was going to say I don't understand the science of it fully. I'm not sure if anyone understands the science of it fully, but it's measurable. And what they have done is quite a few studies around the mental health, the mental well-being of people who spend time by water, moving water. So people who live in coastal areas, as we do, but people who get out there and go near the moving water and the waves and everything.
It's very therapeutic.
It seems to have a measurable effect on our well-being, which is fascinating and free.
And actually, that brings me to my next point, which is I can't believe the amount of people who are going, who have started taking up swimming in the sea right throughout the year. I'm quite amazed. There's a lot of my friends are now doing it, going off in groups and down to Inch or Yall or Garryvoe, Shanagarry, and going dipping, going for a little dip. And I said, surely in your wetsuit? And they said, oh no, in togs. I said, oh, you must be madder than I thought you were. I do think it's crazy, but they're actually getting addicted to that too. They get addicted to that feel good factor feeling they get afterwards.
You get the rush. It is hormonal. You know, and we get a high from our little rushes of I'd say dopamine is the one that shoots up now if you get into cold water.
Right.
I could think of nicer ways to get it, but I understand the and there are always kind of fashions, you know, like running, and now swimming is like the new thing to do, and that's great. And we're so lucky here that the bay has finally been cleaned up, and we don't have raw sewage to contend with anymore.
Oh, good. Excellent.
And hopefully we can say the same of Ballycotton in the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Yeah, well, it's about time, isn't it? Because that is actually pretty basic at this day and age. And when we're talking about climate and climate change and environmental stuff, it's pretty bad to think that there's still raw sewage going
into
the sea.
It's pretty bad, but it's fantastic for y'all. And sure, of course, that's
well done, y'all.
How we got the triathlon. Well, that's not how we got it, but it was certainly a major plus. So I think it's wonderful.
Excellent. And yes, on that note, if anybody looking forward to the next triathlon, I suppose now is a good time to start training as well.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, so thank you so much, Sally, coming in and talking about Blue Monday and the myth of Blue Monday. And I'm glad to say we moved on to more positive things moving into the new year. Yeah, and before we go,
if anyone is interested in reading more about it, there is a piece on my site, it's sallyoreilly.com, on the myth of Blue Monday, and just in general terms, you know, if you hear something, you go, oh, I wonder, is that true? A great source for that is to go to Snopes.com, Snopes.com, and type in the thing you're wondering, is this true? And it's a great resource for figuring out fact from fiction.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you. Snopes. I'll have to check that one out. Yeah.